Dr. Alexander mentioned partners in care, PIC, Oahu's coordinator for homeless services. PIC Executive Director Laura Thielen says both homeless and care providers have been put on notice by HPD.
We have been informed that they will continue to follow the lead of Chief Ballard and the mayor's office in keeping parks and beaches closed. And there will be citations to anyone at this point, whether they are houseless or not, if they are in the parks. And at this point, that also includes providers of services. So they have all been notified that, unfortunately, if they do go and try and provide services, if they are approached by HPD, they will probably be cited.
Laura, you might be the person closest to this. What does it do to the population?
Most of these citations that have been given out over the last several months have been basically thrown out. So not only is it a waste of time, more importantly, right now, we are looking at putting people in direct jeopardy of interacting with more people. We are displacing them from where providers know that they are. So if we come in contact with somebody and we know that they are at a high risk for contracting COVID, and then they're swept, we may not be able to find them again. And we need to keep that contact tracing accessible so that we can reach out to folks who may be sick. What we are going to be focusing on is working directly with people out on the streets, wherever they are, and getting them straight into housing. I'd hate to say this is a silver lining, but the urgency of getting folks into housing will hopefully work for many people so that they can quarantine in their own home. And we can utilize this federal funding coming to Hawaii in a way that we've never seen before. And that will just be to the benefit of our entire community if we can really address the issue of homelessness in our current epidemic and address the need of shelter as well as care.
You're talking about using currently available COVID funds to secure shelter for people in the interim as well as possibly into the future.
Yes, we're looking at using those funds to get people into a safe environment as quickly as possible and then to wrap services around them. It's this old plan, and it's a good plan of housing first. Let's house people and then we can wrap services around them so that they can stay housed long into the future.
And will the sweeps continue?
My understanding is that that probably will continue. And we're hoping that those can stop at least at a minimum during this spike in cases. As not only does it put folks who are houseless at jeopardy, it also puts our HPD staff in jeopardy of being in contact with more and more people. We want to abide by the laws, but at the same time, we don't want to move people unnecessarily.
We've been hearing from Laura Thielen, Executive Director of Partners in Care.